Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you see any... Oh, I wanted to bring this up real quick. In Mandeville, a World War II hero just celebrated his 101st birthday, surrounded by his loved one, his family, and that was so nice after everything we've gone through with coronavirus for the last 13, 14 months, how especially really old people couldn't be around anybody. They couldn't be around family members that had to travel to come see them. But World War II pilot Jim Syracuse recently celebrated his 101st birthday, surrounded by people who love him. And it was a really good time. They had really good food. A couple of eateries in Mandeville wanted to help pay tribute to Jim. La Lu's restaurant hosted the small birthday gathering. And Leonardo's Trattoria helped provide the food. You know, there aren't very many World War II veterans left. And besides being a pilot, I mean, think about that. I mean, he was a pilot in World War II. Captain Jim Syracuse. And if you think about the America he represented, it's kind of a different place today than it was back then. And one of his friends, one of his family's friends who emceed the intimate birthday event, her name is Lisa Maggio, and she said, Captain Syracuse represented America that we all desire to have again. Well, not everybody. I know many of us do. I do, and Coleman, you do, but there's a lot of people. They don't even want to call mothers mom anymore in this country. Some people, they want to call them birthing persons. It's a completely different America than it was back in World War II.
What year did World War II end?
World War II was over in the mid to late 40s. What did that, 1946?
I'll take America around 1980.
Wow.
Let's get back to the 80s. I think that'll be preferential for me.
Ms. Maggio said that Mandeville's Jim Syracuse, his heroic actions as a pilot made a significant difference for our soldiers who were about to storm the beaches of Normandy. After completing his mission, in blowing up the ammunition's train that was supposed to supply artillery for the Nazis
in anticipation of D-Day, Captain Syracuse was shot down. He was shot down during World War II, and the other day he just celebrated his 101st birthday. I mean, that's something. He was a young Army Air Corps pilot. He was flying an A-20 attack bomber. He was shot down over occupied France. He was captured by the Nazis, the Germans. He endured more than 400 days as a prisoner of war. First in Poland and then in Germany. He was forced to march 53 miles between the two below zero weather prisoner camps that claimed the lives of so many American soldiers. Look at what he went through, and think about it. I mean, he was so young when that happened. He was awarded not only the Purple Heart, but the POW, the Prisoner of War Medal of Honor, the Distinguished Flying Cross, and numerous other medals. You know, today in America, you look on social media, you got people who disagree with other people, calling them Nazis. This guy survived over 400 days with and of Nazis. He just celebrated his 101st birthday in Mandeville this past weekend.
And he survived the plane crash. He was shot down.
Yeah. His wife of 53 years, Mary Hazel. I mean, those are two names that women, females aren't named anymore. Nobody names their daughters Mary or Hazel. Maybe a couple of people might name their daughters Mary, but nobody's naming them Hazel. His wife of 53 years died several years ago. And I just thought this was such a neat story this past weekend. A very, very special birthday party was celebrated.
Whenever I hear about World War II veterans, I always think to myself, what do heroes, especially ones that survive and are still alive, what do you do after you save the world? Like, what does your life, what happens with your life after that? Like, you saved the world. Now what do you do?
I know what many of them did. They came home. They moved to suburbs. They created suburbs where they weren't there before. They married the love of their lives. They had children, started families. It's the greatest generation. There's no doubt about that, Coleman. There's not a generation of Americans who are better than these people. And I saw a couple of pictures of his birthday party with his family and some family friends this past weekend. Jim Syracuse celebrated his 101st birthday, World War II hero. And he celebrated his 101st birthday in Mandeville. And that was nice of those two Mandeville Eatries to take care of that for him. So the least they could do. My grandfather, he's no longer with us. He's been gone since the 80s. My grandfather, my mother's father, he was in Europe. He was in the European theater for World War II. I remember he wouldn't talk that much about it when I was a kid. But I remember how proud he was of his service. And so I just thought that was a cool story to let you know about.
As Tech says, definitely the greatest generation. We owe them everything.
Absolutely. Thank you, Texter. Hey, coming up on the show, in 2 days, on Thursday, they're going to be given anybody who gets a COVID shot a free pound of crawfish here in New Orleans. Some would say they are bribing you to get a COVID vaccination shot. We'll tell you about that. Also, have you seen any of that video of the tiger walking around a neighborhood in Houston, Texas? And now the caretaker was in jail. The tiger's caretaker is now out on bond. And he's been arrested for terrifying his neighborhood with that tiger. The tiger was just hanging out in the front yard. And neighbors were freaking out. Stay tuned for those reports. And we have a bunch of other stories we got to get to today. A lot to do on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' morning radio show. We were just talking about a birthday party this past weekend in Mandeville of the 101st birthday celebrated by World War II Navy pilot Jim Syracuse, just turned 101, and he was shot down. And he spent over 400 days as a prisoner of war. He was a young Army Air Corps pilot flying an A-20 attack bomber. He was shot down over occupied France, captured by the Nazis, by the Germans. Jim Syracuse endured more than 400 days as a prisoner of war, first in Poland and then in Germany. And he was forced to walk 53 miles between those two countries in below zero weather. And he survived. And Coleman asked me, when did World War II end? I said 1946. It was actually September 2nd, 1945. And that's by far the greatest generation. That's what they've been called, and that's what they are. And Coleman said, what do you do after you do that? Well, he came home, and like many American World War II veterans, They moved out to the suburbs. They created the suburbs. They started families. They had kids. And that's why they were called the greatest generation. And, you know, today there are so many Americans that if they don't like what they hear, they need safe spaces. Just from hearing something they don't like. Look what this man did. And it's not often I can speak for everyone who works at Bayou 95.7, but I can speak for everyone who owns, who works for the company that owns Bayou 95.7. The company is called Odyssey, and their employees are all over America, all over the country. I can speak for everyone that works here when I say thank you, Jim Syracuse, for what you did. And you know, when World War II ended in the European theater, they still had to go and deal with Japan. They still had to fight in Asia. And that ended September 2nd, 1945, Coleman. And then when that ended, there were a bunch of American World War II soldiers who didn't come home. There's another war. We have to go to Korea, and we have to fight Korea. I mean, imagine that. And then you look at some of the people today, like I said, if they disagree with someone, they will call them Nazis. This guy, this man, Jim Syracuse, literally fought the Nazis. I just saw the story about how this past weekend he was able to spend it with some of his family and some friends in Mandeville as he turned 101 years old. Thank you so much, Jim Syracuse in Mandeville.
This text says, that's the America we need back. I don't know what's going on with people now, but it's not good.
It's seemingly a completely different country, the mindset. You know, I mentioned when we talked about this a half hour ago when our show started, there were Americans upset a couple of days ago for Mother's Day, and they don't want to use the term mother or mom anymore. They want to call that person the birthing person. They want to call Mother's Day birthing person's day because they're offended by the term mom and mother, because not everyone who gives birth to a child is a mom or a mother. There are some people, transgender people, women who want to live as men, but they still give birth, and they have beards and such. But the term mother and mom is offensive to them. Really, if the term mom and mother is offensive to you, you need help. Mom, mother. There are traditions in this country, and there are many people in this country. It's not the majority, but there are a lot of people who want to just end all these traditions that we have built up. The tradition of calling your mother or your mom, because it doesn't fit everybody.
So what would you call a father then?
I don't want to. It makes me want to bang my head against the wall. Anyways, happy 101st birthday to World War II pilot Jim Syracuse, who celebrated that 101st birthday this past weekend in Mandeville. I thought it was great. And did you see where they're offering a free pound of crawfish if you get a COVID vaccination shot? New Orleans giving away a pound of free crawfish with each COVID vaccine. It's going to happen on Thursday at a vaccination event in New Orleans. That's the latest push to encourage more people to join the fight against, not the Nazis, against the pandemic. People who show up to get their free vaccination shot this Thursday at 4035 Washington Avenue in New Orleans from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the afternoon will get a free pound of boiled crawfish. That's what's happening. Again, it's this Thursday from 4 to 7 in the afternoon at the vaccination location at 4035 Washington Avenue in New Orleans from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Get the coronavirus vaccine shot, the vaccination shot, get a free pound of boiled crawfish. So that's how they're trying to get more people to get vaccinated. So now it's they're literally bribing people.
I wonder if I could, if I get five shots of the vaccine, can I get 5 pounds of crawfish? I usually eat around 4 to 5 pounds of crawfish.
They won't give you that many. They have enough crawfish to give 1 pound per person.
Yeah, that's worth your death, a pound of crawfish. I don't think the vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine's not killing people.
Not on a grand scale like that.
No, and I mean, if millions of people are getting vaccinated and you're reading about 5 or 10 people who may die, I mean, and they're telling us, our government and our health experts in the United States, the greatest country in the world, I know we're not perfect, but we're the greatest country in the world. There's no doubt about that. They are telling us that the way that we get back to life before the pandemic, the way we get back to normal, is by having 75 to 80% of Americans vaccinated. They're calling that herd immunity. And if that's the only way the masks come off in the city of New Orleans. We're the only place in Louisiana. We're the only parish out of the 64 parishes that still make people wear masks to walk into buildings. The mask mandate. And our tax evading, our tax cheat of a mayor who owes the IRS, her and her lawyer husband, over $100,000. They've only paid the federal government back taxes once in the last 10 years, that couple, LaTaxa Cantrell and her lawyer husband. That's the only way she's going to get rid of the mask mandate, like the rest of Louisiana has already done, is if she sees the coronavirus vaccination shot numbers go up.
I would have to say this Mother's Day weekend in Jefferson Parish, man, that freedom was so beautiful.
Oh, there were no more masks anywhere in Louisiana except in Orleans Parish. We're the only parish out of the 64, and it's because our mayor can do that. It's because she's showing you her power, just like she has the entire coronavirus being behind the rest of the state in everything they do. No, I'm gonna make you still continue to wear a mask because I can. And she wants to see the vaccination rate numbers, 75%, 80%. And so the latest to get more people vaccinated, they will give you a free pound of boiled crawfish.
This text says, what the hell am I supposed to do with 1 pound of crawfish? I'll give you 1 pound while waiting for them to prep the shot.
Thank you for the text. We always appreciate your texts at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep the text short. And if it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Here on, we have so much to do this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Have you ever seen the television show on the A&E network called Intervention? I've been binge watching it, and I'm addicted. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday we were talking about how the horse that won the Kentucky Derby last weekend tested positive for some for dope, for drugs. You see, they asked former President Donald Trump about it yesterday, and he called the horse Medina Spirit a junkie. Although it's not the horse's, you can't call the horse a junkie if its trainers and its handlers were the ones that were putting drugs into the horse's system. Obviously, the horse, it's not like the television show Intervention, where people take drugs, they ingest them themselves. They inject the drugs. They put the drugs into their own bodies. Obviously, the horse is not able to do that. Somebody has to do that to the. But the horse, Medina Spirit, is the horse's name. And by the way, that horse was a 12-1 shot when it won the Kentucky Derby. The horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, who's like the greatest horse trainer in the history of horse racing, although this isn't the first time Bob Baffert's horses have tested positive for illegal substances. He's had several horses win the Kentucky Derby and a lot of other horse races, but he's also had horses test positive for illegal substances in the past. He's denying it wrong. But if they do strip Medina Spirit of the 2021 Kentucky Derby victory, the horse that came in second, they would, and that horse's name is Mandalawn. That horse would be deemed the winner. History would say that that horse won, but anybody who bet on that horse would still be out of luck. There's nothing you can do at this point. That's what we said yesterday. I mean, if you bet on Medina Spirit and you already cashed in your winning ticket, there's no way they can come and find you and take that money away from you. Just like if you bet on Mandalawn and you got the screws on race day a week ago Saturday, there's no way you could go and say, look, give me money now. I mean, it's a week and a half later. You're out of luck. There's nothing that they can that you can do or they can do. And this trainer, Bob Baffert, he's now the most, and he was even before his horse won this past Saturday, or two Saturdays ago, he's already in the Hall of Fame. He's the most successful trainer ever. He's the most famous horse trainer ever. This will add a little infamy to that fame. I mean, that was his seventh Kentucky Derby that he won. And obviously with seven different horses, you can't bring a horse back. A horse racing in the Kentucky Derby and winning the Kentucky Derby, that's a one-shot effort. He maintains his innocence. He says that horse, his horse, Medina Spirit, has never even been treated with beta methasone. That's the drug that they're saying that there was too much of that dope in that horse's system.
This text says a certain amount of hormone is acceptable because of some of the hormones are naturally occurring in the horse, which means that most performance-enhancing drugs, they closely mimic the hormones that they naturally occur and some subjects have a higher level of tolerance. So there are reports, for instance, of false readings because the horse itself has a naturally high indigenous level of that hormone.
Yeah, the texter's right. And even though that hormone, it's allowed to be in the horse's system, on race day, there can't be a certain level over what is allowed. And they're saying on Kentucky Derby race day that that horse had too much of that hormone in its system. If the second test comes back positive for that much dope in Medina Spirit's system, Medina Spirit will lose the victory and Mandalown will be named the winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby. They would take all the money from Medina Spirit's team. So they would take all the money from Bob Baffert's team. But if people like you or I just bet on the race and won or lost, nothing is going to change. Right. Nothing is going to happen.
So it makes you wonder, how are they going to conclude whether or not this hormone was naturally occurring or the horse was doped up? Do they search the horse from snout to tail and look for a needle track or something?
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna check its hoof.
Like between the hooves, see if they got a little.
Yeah, they're gonna look and see if they can see any marks. But no, they're just gonna check for the amount of that hormone, the amount of that dope in the horse's system. And like I said, a certain amount is allowed. Evidently, like that story we did about the jockey who had cocaine in his system in Europe. Evidently, they let you have a certain amount of cocaine in your system if you're a jockey racing horses in Europe. But he was over the limit for coke, and he admitted he went out to the pubs. He was in the bathrooms. He was snorting coke. That jockey of the European horse race.
I didn't even know that horse jockeys had an acceptable level of coke. Like, how does the jockey being on coke affect how fast the horse moves? Does he whip it faster or harder or something because the other jockeys aren't on dope, aren't on coke?
Yeah, and according to BetMGM, a data analyst for them said all bets will stand as settled in this last Kentucky Derby. The only money that can change hands is the money that they take from Bob Baffert personally and his horse, Medina Spirit's team. They can take the money away from them and then give it to Mandalown, the horse that came in second. They can give it to his team. Obviously, they're not going to give the money to Mandalown, the horse. They're going to give it to the horse trainer and his team. But as far as single individual bets that anybody made, if they won or lost a week ago Saturday at Churchill Downs or at any betting parlor in the United States or anywhere in the world, that money, that stays the same.
Interpretation? We have a line of lawsuits, a line of lawyers ready for any lawsuits that may impend because you lost your money.
Well, stay tuned. They're waiting for the results of a second test. But again, the Hall of Fame trainer, Bob Baffert, whose horse Medina Spirit is, and that was the seventh time he won the Kentucky Derby, he's maintaining his innocence. You would think he would know how much of that hormone level, how much of that dope could be in his horse's system.
But like the Texas said,
on race day.
But like the Texas said, if it was naturally occurring, you know, maybe this horse just has a high amount of that particular hormone, because I'm quite sure there was a pre-race test and then there was a post-race test. This horse got tested for the hormone levels post-race, so maybe it built up that hormone while I was running.
Yeah, we'll see. And the texter's right, and thank you for the text. That's why we have the best texters in radio. We always appreciate your text. Text us no matter what we're talking about anytime during the show. If you've got a good text, 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we will read it on the show. Hey, coming up on the show. In St. Tammany Parish, a bunch of people just got arrested for counterfeiting money in Slidell. So if you're around Slidell and you look at your cash and it looks a little bit funny, you may be onto something. Stay tuned for that. And have you seen the video of the tiger walking around a front yard in Houston, Texas? Well, his owner just got arrested. We'll explain coming up. That video is wild. Neighbors were freaking out, and the tiger actually crossed the street. Yeah, I'd lose my marbles if I saw that in my neighborhood. I love tigers and all, but I don't want to see it in my neighborhood crossing the street towards me. Stay tuned for those reports and more coming up on the show. We got a lot to do today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. If you're on Facebook, you should be a part of our radio station's Facebook page, the Bayou 95.7 Facebook page. We're always putting stuff up there. I just put up something that, an item that you could buy at a store. I've never seen or heard of this before. It's called the adjustable ball cock kit. It says easy to install, snap action shutoff, but that's what it's called, the adjustable ball cock kit. I've never bought one of those. Coleman, have you ever bought one of those?
Let me look at it. Yeah, I have.
You have bought an adjustable ball cock kit?
Yeah, so I can fix my toilet, clearly.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah, I've bought a few of those.
I've never.
As much as you eat Taco Bell, you never had to go home and adjust your ball cock in the toilet?
I've had to fix my toilet before, but I've never seen anything like that before. I've never bought something called the adjustable ball cock kit.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, the ball cock kit in the toilet.
Well, there you go. I've never. Usually they're titled something else. Anyways, be a part of our radio station's Facebook world. St. Tammany Parish deputies make arrests in counterfeit money investigation. Five people were arrested in Slidell for manufacturing counterfeit money. while executing a search warrant at a Slidell area residence as part of a separate investigation. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office patrol deputies located $22,613 in counterfeit currency.
So $0 of money, basically.
It looked real. But I'm looking at these mugshots of the people who were arrested. They don't look like the brightest bulbs in the house. But they arrested five people on a bunch of different counts for counterfeiting money. Have you ever seen counterfeit money? Have you ever held it in your hands?
Yeah, Colton? Yeah. Back when I was a delivery driver, people used to try to pass off fake 20s, fake 10s all the time.
Yes. So you could tell.
Yes, you can clearly tell.
So obviously, if you could tell, they didn't do a good job in counterfeiting the money. That's when you had that second job, which, by the way, you don't have anymore.
I mean, I wouldn't announce it all. Because see, what I was doing was I was letting people think I still had that night job so they wouldn't bother me at night. I had a bunch of free time. But now that you put it all out there that I don't have the night job, people are going to start calling me, oh, well, since you're free now, you can do all this
stuff. Oh, that's what you were doing?
Yeah, I was trying to keep that under wraps. That
well, I thought you were trying to let people know we weren't paying you what you were worth here at the radio
station.
That too,
because people's going to start asking me for money. I'm trying to downplay that. But, yeah, you can feel the texture. You can look. You could hold the bill up to the sun or to some light to see if they have all the strips and the ink blots and the faces within it. And we also had a marker that you can write all on the dollars and see if the ink turns black or brown or something like that.
Well, according to the cops there, they had a search warrant for a house for something different, for a different investigation, and then they noticed a bunch of counterfeit money. And then they said another roommate and a former roommate, someone who currently lived in that house and used to live in that house, were involved in the manufacturing of the counterfeit money process.
If you, let's say you decided one day, John, to wake up and say, I want to start making counterfeit money. How many people do you think you would need personally for a project like this? Like, that's five seems like way too many people. Like, is one guy responsible for the ink and one guy's responsible for the toner, another guy's responsible for the paper? That's way too many people involved. And if I had my own counterfeit ring going, it'll just be a one-man operation. That's too many people involved. So you're going to get caught because somebody's going to do something dumb when you have that large of an operation.
And like I said, when you look at the mugshots, and I know you can't always tell how smart a person is by looking at them. Because there's a lot of people that I look at, they don't look very smart, but boy, they've accomplished a lot in life. And then there are people that I've looked at that they kind of look smart, but they're idiots. And I'm looking at these mugshots, and this one woman isn't even smart enough to look in the camera. She's looking to the right and up towards the sky in her mugshot. So, what would you do, though, Coleman? And if you're listening, what if someone gave you a few 20s and they say, hey, look at these. And you looked at them. And you're thinking to yourself, well, why would you be giving me money? And the person said to you, those are counterfeit $20 bills. And if you looked at them and you couldn't tell, what would you do? Would you go out and try to spend that money?
No, that has happened to me. Once again, one of my night jobs, somebody had ordered, and it had three fake 20s. The tab's like $40, and that's what gave it away. So when I was giving them the food, they gave me three 20s, and they told me to keep the change, which I know that they was not trying to give me an $18 tip. So when he said keep the change, I already knew something was funny, so I kept the bag in my hand. So when I felt the money, I said, no, these are fake. He was like, what? I said, dude, these are fake. You gave it away by trying to give me $18 worth of, you know, in tips, and I know you're not trying to tip me $18.
So when you were delivering chicken wings,
mm-hmm.
someone gave you three 20s.
Right.
the tip was, in your opinion, too much. You're thinking no one's going to tip you $18.
Not this particular customer.
For delivering these chicken wings. So you looked at the money and you said,
Right. When he said keep the change, that gave it all away. If he hadn't said keep the change, I probably would have. He probably would have got me. When he said, yeah, you can keep the change, and he tried to hurry up and walk off, and I kept the bag, and I said, no, I got to check this out. This is too suspicious.
So you gave him the money back, and you kept the chicken wings.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to pay with fake cards and everything. Like, well, see, the thing was, it was five of them, so they could have jumped me if they were smart. If they were smart, they should have jumped me and took the food, but they didn't. So they blamed it on the corner store. They said, well, we paid $100 for the stuff, and they must have gave us fake money back or something like that. They tried to pay with a card, and all the cards declined. So I just left back with the food. But the point is, if I did know that the money was fake, and I could have got an $18 tip for it, I still didn't do it. That was the point. I wouldn't use counterfeit money at all.
So these people in Slidell were arrested and charged with criminal conspiracy, and they were charged with 609 counts of monetary instrument abuse. And then one of them had methamphetamine on them. But that's not going to make their dope dealer happy, that if they were paying for the drugs with counterfeit money. I wonder if they're going to get bailed out, if the cops are going to really look at the cash, if they're going to double and do a triple take looking at the money if they get bailed out.
You know, one of the things we learned a few weeks ago is that when there's a big drug bust, right, and the person that they bust goes to jail, the police department gets to keep the money that they confiscated from the drug bust.
We did a story a week or two ago in Kenner, where they had a drug bust in Kenner, and part of that drug bust, there was several $100,000 that were taken. And I wondered, where does that money go? And then somebody called up and said, well, they'll fix the Kenner police cars, and they'll get new Kenner police cars.
Yeah, they get to keep the drug money. It makes me wonder, what are the Slidell police officers going to do with the fake money? Just keep it in confiscation, or are they going to try to launder it themselves?
Yeah,
probably wouldn't do that.
The cars, the Kenner police, or the Slidell police cars, will still need work because they're not going to be able to move this cash to go fix any of their cars or their equipment or get new stuff.
But that was eye-opening to know that for police departments keep the confiscated drug money.
But come on. And if you're listening, text us. If you couldn't tell, if you were holding on to several $20 bills and you couldn't tell that they were counterfeit, if you looked at them and they looked good to you, would you go to the store and try to spend that money? I mean, wouldn't that be incredible to be able to make money that the experts and the authorities couldn't tell was counterfeit? I mean, they just a couple of years ago came out with all kinds of new bills. You could tell by looking at the bills that they're new, and I think they make them that way, so you're not able to counterfeit real bills, real money.
Wasn't there a movie about that, Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks, Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, Catch Me If You Can.
Leonardo was passing off fake checks and all kind of scams he was pulling off.
That was a true story.
Yeah.
And in real life, after he did his jail time, the character, Abagnale, I think was his name.
He started working for the feds to identify.
The government hired him. The United States government hired him so that he could go find counterfeit bills that are out there.
But there you go. Now there's a career opportunity for these people in Slidell. If they ever get out, they can help identify counterfeit bills with the government.
Yeah, sometimes.
They can turn state.
Sometimes to catch criminals, you gotta think like a criminal. But isn't that something? So this was breaking news out of St. Tammany Parish in Slidell, in the Slidell area. They made arrests of at least five people for counterfeiting money, and there could be more arrests coming.
The Slide LPD should send the money to the New Orleans mayor to pay her taxes. Then they could bust her ass with another charge.
How about that? See, that's what I like, the way our texters think. You would kill, well, you would kind of kill two birds with one stone there. The mayor would actually finally pay a decade's worth of federal income taxes that she owes. But if they find out that the money she used to pay that was counterfeit, then they could arrest her. Yeah, that would be killing two birds with one stone. But then it would only really be killing one bird, because they would realize, well, wait a minute, this money that she just paid the federal income tax debt with is fake. You would still owe the money, but they would be able to arrest her. And then we'd kill one bird with one stone. Thank you for the text. And you could text us at 504-260-9595. I mean, if you were holding counterfeit money in your hands and you couldn't tell, it really looked good, what would you do? Or would you be able to have I'd have to turn it in, because I have to be able to sleep at night. And if I knew that this was counterfeit money, even though you really couldn't tell, I'd still be able to have to look at myself in the mirror and be able to go to sleep at night. I think that's how I'd be. I'd get excited for 1 second, and then I'd say, I can't do this. I mean, I make real money. Why do you think I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, every morning, 3:30 in the morning to come to my job? Do you think I do it because I love getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning? All right, text us. Big Slidell counterfeit bust. Coming up on the show, did you see the best defensive player on the New Orleans Saints, Cam Jordan, had a press conference yesterday? He's donating a lot of his real money out of his pocket to retrain the New Orleans Police Department, so they know how to deal with the community. How would you feel if you're a New Orleans cop and you've been a New Orleans cop for a while? Geez, now I got to go and I've got to be retrained to deal with black people, with 65% of the city that I work in is black, and now I've got to go retrain. And is that, Coleman, as a black guy, do you think that's strange that cops have to be trained to deal with you differently than they have to deal with me?
This is Cam Jordan's idea. I'm not sure the NOPD signed off on that just yet. I know he's donating money, but I'm going to reserve judgment.
That and more coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. A tenant was just evicted from the home he was living in Mansfield, Ohio. When he was evicted, he moved out and he stole the toilet. When police were called, cops at the crime scene said they had nothing to go on. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you see that video out of Houston, Texas, where a guy living in a neighborhood had a tiger, and the tiger was just hanging out in the front yard, and there were neighbors around that were video recording the tiger, and then the tiger walked across the street? If you haven't seen that video, we have it for you on our website at bayou957.com. I'm an animal lover. I love animals. There are some animals I love to eat. But I got to be honest with you. If I was living next door or across the street from this guy, I think I would kind of freak out. There's not a lot that freaks me out, especially the older I've gotten, Coleman. But if I was in my driveway, or I was in my front yard, or I was going to or coming from my car, and I looked next door or across the street and saw a large tiger just chilling out. I would get inside my house or my vehicle as soon as possible. And again, I love animals, but that's a tiger.
But even if it was just chilling and minding his business, it'll still freak you out?
I would be like, there's a tiger right there in the yard, right next to me or right across from me. It's a tiger. Well, the caretaker of that tiger, the guy who lives in the house, he was out on bond for murder. And he's been arrested for terrifying the neighborhood with this tiger. A man charged with murder, who is also the reported caretaker of the tiger that terrified that Houston, Texas residential neighborhood when the big cat began roaming around, he was arrested yesterday. But the tiger remains unfound.
What?
26-year-old Victor Hugo Cuevas is charged with evading arrest for fleeing Houston police officers when they arrive after frightened residents called the cops. He was taken into custody at his parents' home in the Houston suburb of Richmond. The big cat scared residents when it got loose from a nearby home where it was seemingly being kept as a pet and came within a few feet of a nearby homeowner while wandering the streets. See, that would freak me out if I'm a few feet away from a tiger when I'm right at my house.
And nobody kept tabs on the tiger, so the tiger just roaming around, and nobody knows where an orange and black tiger is in residential neighborhoods. They can't find an orange and black tiger roaming around residential neighborhoods and communities.
Well, the Houston police commander said, quote, "My main concern right now is focusing on finding him and finding the tiger, because what I don't want him to do is harm that tiger. We have plenty of places we can take that tiger and keep it safe and give it a home for the rest of its life."
So they're worried about the caretaker not being able to take care of the tiger?
Yeah.
But the caretaker was taking care of the tiger.
Yeah. The Houston cops were every bit as worried about the tiger as they were about the people in the neighborhood.
Is this going to be a Netflix special next year, The New Tiger King, where they talk about this guy who just happens to be convicted of murder and just happens to own a tiger? It's starting to look like it's going to be the new Tiger King special.
Well, Coleman, this happened Sunday night, two nights ago, around 8 o'clock. That's when the video that we have on our website, bayou957.com, that's when that video was taken by a neighbor. It was two nights ago, around 8 o'clock at night.
All things considered, in that video, the tiger was pretty chill. It was just roaming around.
The tiger's wearing a collar.
Yeah,
you could see in the video, and is likely a pet.
The tiger was unbothered. It was just chilling.
It came face to face with an armed off-duty cop. As you could see in the video, the cop had his gun pulled. The tiger got kind of close to him, and then the tiger kind of walked in another direction.
I like one part of the video when the tiger was approaching the man. The man threw his hands up as if the tiger would understand that, oh, okay, he has his hands up, he's surrendering.
But then you can see and hear the cop yelling at the tiger's owner to get that cat back inside. Take that tiger off the street. Put that tiger back inside that house. Aren't there laws
This dude is convicted of murder. You think that you care anything about tiger laws, about not being able to have an exotic animal in a residential neighborhood? You think he really cares?
When more cops showed up, the animal's caretaker put the tiger in a white Jeep Cherokee and drove off. And then a short pursuit followed. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we are chasing a car with a tiger inside of it. Over.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a tiger in the back seat of this white Jeep Cherokee we're chasing.
The guy who I named when we started talking about this, 26-year-old Victor Hugo Cuevas, he does not own the tiger, he says. He says he doesn't own the tiger. I guess he just hangs out with the tiger. His lawyer said that he's planning on surrendering himself, but he was arrested before he could do so. He said that Cuevas is working with authorities to locate the owner of the tiger.
So, John, let's say you own the tiger and you wanted somebody to babysit your tiger. Would you let a convicted murderer babysit your, or somebody accused of murder babysit your pet tiger?
I would let anybody who said they would do it come and babysit the tiger. I, out of all my friends, I'm trying to think of who I could call if I had a tiger. Look, if the tiger's trained well, he's not gonna attack you. He's not gonna kill you. But I've gotta leave town for the night. I'll be back tomorrow. Can you just keep an eye on this tiger? Yeah. You'd be one of the people I'd call.
I would deny. I would say no. I do not want to take care of your tiger. El Gato Negro can come over, but not your tiger.
Wow. You would think that there are laws that say you can't have a tiger as a pet in a residential neighborhood.
There are. But once again, what makes you think this guy cares?
It's a beautiful big cat. You know, it made me think I've got a cat, just a regular feline, big fat black cat. His name is El Gato Negro. And he loves you, Coleman. He always comes over. When you come over my place, he's always all over your feet. He's always purring. He likes you.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he likes everybody. He's like, my cat's like a dog. But I thought of him for a second when I saw this video of this tiger hanging out in the Houston, Texas neighborhood. And, this guy Cuevas was charged with murder back in November, and he was out on $250,000 bond. And evidently, they took him back to jail because he was violating his bond. Now, I don't know how he was hanging out with a tiger. Now, I don't know if that's why he was violating his bond.
If it's illegal to own a tiger or exotic animal in a residential neighborhood, you're clearly doing something illegal. So I think doing anything illegal while you're out on bond violates your terms and conditions of the bond.
PETA says tigers are not pets and they're often exploited and bred by owners. I don't, Coleman,
I don't, the PETA, no animal would be pets.
Coleman, I don't think there's any laws saying that you can't have a tiger and at your house as a pet. I don't know if there are or not. Oh. Text us 504-260-9595. That would freak me out. And go check out that video. It's on our website now. At Bayou957.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And this was going to be the dumbest thing I read all morning because it is pretty stupid. But we still got that coming up later in the show. Local woman sought after posting picture of herself wearing stolen Rolex watch and stolen diamond chain.
You idiot.
New Orleans police are asking for the public's help locating a woman who is accused of stealing several items. And not only did she steal these items, Coleman, there's a picture of her I'm looking at right now where she's wearing a Rolex watch and she's got on a diamond necklace. She, I guess those pictures were posted to social media. Her name is Essence Lindsay. And New Orleans police say that the theft happened a few days ago after a verbal argument at some point, according to police. Essence Lindsay. You have a baby and you look at her and say, she looks like an Essence.
I think Essence is a cool name.
You think that's a cool name?
Yeah.
Well, they say Essence Lindsay locked herself inside the victim's bedroom and refused to come out. And then the next day, the victim says Essence Lindsay left his home without his knowledge. When he checked his bedroom, he noticed his Rolex watch, his diamond necklace, and his ruby ring were taken. And then Essence Lindsay posted a picture wearing the stolen Rolex watch and the stolen necklace. She posted it on social media. Not the brightest move you could make. So New Orleans police know who they're looking for. So she was hanging out with some dude. They got into an argument after sleeping over. She left the next day and she had some of his jewels with her.
I wonder what she could possibly be. Maybe there's some clues that we can find on social media. Maybe look at the background and some of the pictures, see if something looks familiar, maybe. It's not like she's hiding.
No, she's out there.
I have questions for the dude. Like, where'd you pick her up from? Where? How do you know her? Did you pick her from a job, a parent's house? How come this guy doesn't know where she is?
And an unrelated story. Well, I guess it's kind of related. Cam Jordan, the best defensive player on the New Orleans Saints, defensive end, Cam Jordan, yesterday had a press conference. And he said he's donating out of his own pocket $120,000 to help retrain the New Orleans Police Department so they'd be able to work better with the community. I guess with people like Essence. They would. Cam Jordan has teamed up with Crescent City Corp, a New Orleans-based nonprofit that equips police officers with leadership development and community engagement training so that they can work alongside citizens to build a more just, safe, and inclusive city. After a successful pilot program with 10 officers 2 years ago, with the help of Cam Jordan, they are now expanding to train over 80 New Orleans police officers in the next 2 years. They want to retrain them to help deal with people in the community. They're saying black people.
See, they didn't say that. Did they say that? Did they say anything about race in the article? Or did they say the community?
No. Coleman, they want police. And it's not just in New Orleans. They want police retrained in every city. Retrained.
I get that.
To be able to handle, because of what's been happening, to be able to handle dealing with black people better. Yes.
It says, but did they say that? Are you saying black people, or did they say the
community? That's what it is, Coleman.
They said the community.
New Orleans?
The community as a whole. That's how I'm choosing to look at it. If they didn't say specifically a race, I'm just going to go. Yeah,
so who is Cam Jordan then? Who is he paying to retrain the police officer to deal with? The New Orleans police officers. Who is he? Who?
The community. That's what it said, right? Is that not what it said right there in what you're reading? The community as a whole. So remember when they had the blue at the zoo? And the community was outraged, so they didn't do the blue at the zoo because
that's right. They pulled it.
They didn't. They didn't say anything about we're black people and we don't want to go to. It was the community. They say we looked at the
Coleman. That's who it was. Who has the biggest problem in America right now with police officers?
Left wing people, liberals.
So you would say left wing people before you would say black people.
I'm not going to go that far just yet. Unless they say it verbally, I'm just going to go with the community. I'm not going to put words in their mouths is what I'm saying.
Why are people rioting in the streets, protesting in the streets over the last year? Because police officers killed who?
George Floyd. The verdict, the Derek Chauvin thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? How many black people have we heard saying, I'm afraid for my children, I'm afraid? You don't hear anybody else in any other community saying that.
I understand that. But when I'm looking at that article right there, what Cam Jordan is trying to do is train police officers better to serve the community. I get where the spark comes from after the whole divisiveness of the George Floyd and Derek Chauvin thing, but the way they worded it, they're not just saying, oh, people of color or black people. They're saying the community as a whole. Am I wrong?
Coleman.
Am I wrong?
Coleman.
Is that not what it's...
Cam Jordan is paying the New Orleans police officers to retrain...
Did Cam Jordan say that?
To deal with... What do you think? To deal with everybody?
That's what... Did it not say the community? Did Cam Jordan himself say, I want to retrain the NOPD to deal with black people better? Did he say those words?
He didn't have to. He didn't have to say that.
So you're interpreting it one way. I'm just going to interpret it another way.
The course will be 80 hours of intensive training and community conversations. Participants will explore topics like racial equity.
Now we're talking. Now we're starting to go into your territory. Rachel, there it is.
This is what it is, Coleman. New Orleans is 65% black.
Right.
Who is he retraining the officers to be able to deal with?
All right.
You're smarter than that.
I was waiting on them to say it. I didn't want it to be your words, because the way you sound, it sounds like you're saying it for yourself. Like, that's what I'm saying. If the article didn't say it, I wasn't going to go that far.
Well, that's what he's doing. He started this a couple of years ago. Now he's taking it further. He's taking money out of his own pocket. I know a few New Orleans police officers. Do you think that they think they need to be retrained?
Probably not.
Cops that have been on the job for 20, 25 years?
They probably don't think so. Now, it makes me wonder, what about black NOPD officers? How do they feel about being retrained to deal with other black people?
That's a hell of a question. That's a hell of a question. Now, look, I know that Cam Jordan thinks that this is the right thing to do, and he's donating his money. He's putting his money out there, his own personal money out there to do this. But if you're listening right now, and do you think police officers in cities across the country I mean, in some cities, they're just flat out defunding the police. They're taking money away from them. They want to get rid of the police. There seems to be the mindset of some in this country that police officers need to be retrained when it comes to dealing with some black people. That's what this is. That's all this is. I mean, if you're listening, do you agree that this needs to happen? Again, I think Cam Jordan, he's a really good guy. He's a really good football player. And he's trying to give back to the community, which he has done a lot in his career as a Saint. I just happen to know a couple of New Orleans cops that are thinking, wait a minute, I have to go get retrained.
This should be a middle ground, though. I also believe that the community has to be educated more on police procedure, what their job is, what their role in the community, too. You can't just retrain the police officers and expect them to compensate for the lack of knowledge for the citizens about what the police officers are there to do. So I think in certain aspects, yes, you can retrain the cops for modern times, I guess. And I'm a proponent of body cams, but also the community needs to learn exactly what the police role is. I think the Blue at the Zoo would have been a perfect opportunity.
I thought it was
that.
A great opportunity, you know, so too, but the community didn't want to have anything to do with it. Right, so and ought to have been pulled it.
So I don't think it's fair for the law enforcement to have to reach over to try to gain the trust of the community. I think the community has to step up too and learn more about what law enforcement is and what their role is.
But the way I look at this, now you're treating people different because of the color of their skin. Now, if you're a New Orleans cop, you see a white guy, you treat him different than you treat a black guy when you pull up on them. I thought we were all supposed to be treated the same. I thought the color of the skin shouldn't matter. You see a human being, they're a human being.
This text says, interesting enough, the NOPD is over 60% African American, with the city that's 67% African American. So the majority of the NOPD is African American. The majority of the leadership in New Orleans is African American.
All of that is true. Thank you, Texter. I just thought this was interesting. And I know Cam Jordan's heart is in the right place. I know it is, because he has given back time and time again to the city of New Orleans while he's been playing for the Saints. I just thought this was interesting when I saw this, because again, I know a few New Orleans cops, and they've been on the job for a long time, and now they have to go they're going to go get retrained to deal with.
So are they just going to train the 30% that's not black? Because if the majority of the police department is black, to deal with the majority of a population that is black, what is the retraining for? If it's not just, like, if it is a race based on race?
No, they say it's for the New Orleans Police Department. It's not saying what color. I just thought this whole thing was interesting. Hey, coming up, we've got the dumbest thing that I read all morning. Hang out with us. We still got more things we got to do this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know, Jeff Bezos is the richest man on the planet. He created Amazon. And one of the things he bought, I mean, when you're that rich, you have so much money that not only can you buy anything you want, but you can buy just crazy things. 3 years ago, Jeff Bezos spent $42 million on a clock, a massive clock. It's called the 10,000-year clock. That's supposed to symbolize long-term thinking. It's a 500-foot-tall mechanical clock that literally ticks once a year. He spent $42 million on that. When you're that rich, you can spend $42 million on a large clock that ticks once a year.
But who would even think to make a clock like that, knowing somebody like Jeff Bezos would even buy it?
Whoever did is very happy. Jeff Bezos started Amazon and made all that money. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. That's not it. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of the show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Cop confronts woman over her Daisy Duke shorts at Six Flags in Oklahoma. This is so crazy. And this woman video recorded this. They came up to her. She was at Six Flags amusement park. And she was with her young child. And she's wearing short shorts, Daisy Dukes. They told her, of authorities first from Six Flags said she needs to change or she has to leave because her shorts were too short. And then she said, you're kidding me. And then police got involved. And they threatened to arrest her if she didn't change. I've got the picture of her in her shorts at Six Flags in Oklahoma. It's on our website at bayou957.com. There is absolutely nothing wrong with her shorts. She looks fine.
She does look fine.
Yeah, she looks really fine.
She looks fine.
But for whatever reason, first, Six Flags authorities talked to her. And then when she said, what are you, nuts? I guess then the cops got involved. And she was literally threatened with being arrested if she didn't change out of her Daisy Dukes, her short shorts.
This is a tough one for me because I don't think her shorts are criminal and they're fine. But if Six Flags has a dress code and she wasn't...
She didn't break any dress code, Coleman. Her name is Bailey Breedlove. She was with her 11-year-old daughter. And Six Flags confronted her over the length of her shorts. Bailey Breedlove. She and her family were visiting Six Flags in Oklahoma City. And they were telling her her shorts were too short. Again, go look at her picture. We had a video up there, but there was a problem with the video. But her picture, she's sitting there, and you could see. I mean, her shorts are short, but they're not to the point where she needs to change or be arrested.
Yeah, her butt cheeks weren't hanging out, in other words.
No.
They were the standard length of normal short summer shorts.
She said, the officer proceeded to follow me and grabbed my arm to turn me around and proceeded to tell me my shorts were too short. She wrote on Facebook, I committed no crime and proceeded, boy, she's used the word proceeded three times in two sentences. I committed no crime and proceeded to walk to my boyfriend as I am autistic and have a hard time talking to police officers. I didn't know that was one problem with autistic people.
See, that's funny.
I didn't. You learn something new every day on this show. You know, I'm autistic and I have a hard time talking to police officers. So I don't know how this ended. She didn't get arrested, but she was told either change or you will be arrested out of her Daisy Dukes short shorts at Six Flags in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. That is by far the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning.
Well, that was dumb.
And again, go see for yourself. Check out the photo we have of her sitting down in her Daisy Duke short shorts on our website at Bayou957.com.